This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, October 11th. Well, wheat markets yesterday, fairly quiet, just kind of drifting lower. Markets struggling to regain any kind of upward momentum. And we're basically just hovering near the lows that were put in following the small grain summer and the stocks report. So we just continue to struggle to find a direction here in the wheat market as we basically been pacing sideways for a couple months now, drifting lower, but not really with any kind of determination to the downside, and certainly no momentum to the upside either. Export inspections yesterday, 265,000 tons. That's grain actually leaving ports. There was an adjustment to last week's. They raised it 31,000 tons, and that would take it to 429,000. So marketing year to date, we're at 6.3 million tons of wheat that have actually left the country. That's down 2.8 million tons from a year ago. So we're way behind last year's pace, which wasn't anything to really brag about either. The private negotiations that we talked about between Egypt and Russia did amount to a sale. Egypt bought 480,000 tons in that private government-to-government deal. They paid supposedly $265 a ton FOB. Now, Russia's stated floor price is $270. They have forced other private negotiators to cancel sales that were below $270. So maybe this government-to-government deal, it's okay. It's hard to say, but that is the stated price for that transaction. Progress reports yesterday afternoon. Corn harvest at 34%. That's up 11 from last week. Soybean harvest at 43%. That's up 20 from last week. Winter wheat plantings at 57%. That's up 17 from last week and right at the five-year average. There is a supply-demand report out tomorrow. We will get a look at the updated numbers. We don't expect to see much change for small grains in general after we've had the small grain summary. Corn and beans, we'll see some adjustments there to production, and yields expected to be down just a touch, but not any big surprises expected in this report. CONAB out of Brazil put out their production estimates for this next year for corn. They're at 21.2 million hectares for plantings, which is down 1.1 million from last year. They expect production at 119.4 million tons, which would be down 2 million from last year, and it's down 10 from USDA's projections. In soybeans, they're at 45.2 million hectares. That's up 1.1 from last year, so they're picking up. What they expect to see a decline in corn is just being directly transferred over to soybeans. Total production expected at 162 million tons. That's up 5.5 over last year's record, and it's down 1 from USDA. So soybean production in Brazil continuing to see record amounts. This is the very beginning of this growing season, and they have not planted the crop completely yet. It's been dry in major parts of that country, and that's what's delayed some of these soybean plantings. So we'll see how this all pans out. But for now, they're looking at an increase in acres and an increase in production over last year's record. So moving forward with wheat, I continue to think we're at worst just going to pace sideways. I don't see a lot of downside to wheat, but clearly the upside has been limited. We're seeing a lot of grain coming out of the Black Sea. Ukraine's having more success, and that has certainly pressured prices. Russia has been very aggressive moving grain out before the weather turns cold. I think this sale to Egypt is certainly a negative to the market. It just shows that Russia continues to be the major exporter. But their prices are well above where the last sale to Egypt was. So it's interesting that Egypt would do a private negotiation with Russia and yet pay higher prices, you know, notably higher, about $20 a ton over what they paid just a couple weeks ago. It's got to be something else going on within that sale, but nevertheless, that is what they agreed to. I think, you know, corn and soybeans are going to continue to, you know, be limited on the upside as they cut big crops. Once we get into the later stages of the harvest, I think, you know, farmers are going to run out of storage. They're going to have to move more to town. That's probably when you're going to see more of this cash pressure show up. So we want to wait a little bit more toward the tail end of harvest before we look for lows to be carved out in corn and beans. I think once corn has comfortably found its low, then wheat probably has a little bit more breathing room to the upside as well. So I think it's just a matter of time. You know, the production prospects in Argentina and Australia are poor. That has not had any effect on the market, but ultimately it will. And the crop in Brazil, while it may be a pretty decent size, the quality is going to be very poor because of far too much rain on that crop. So they're going to have to be importing a lot more high-quality milling wheat. That would be hard red winter wheat. Typically would come from Argentina, but Argentina's not looking at a great crop either. So these are all demand pictures down the road. Supply issues out of the southern hemisphere will show up as we get deeper into harvest there. They should start harvesting toward the end of October. So we're not that far away from wrapping up the growing season and getting into the harvest where we can actually, you know, finalize just what these production numbers are there. But they're going to be low, and I think ultimately that helps support wheat. As we see movement out of the Black Sea slow down during the winter, and the world's going to have to turn to the other major exporters, and we just don't have as much to export. So that's likely going to show up through the winter and into early spring, and I would expect the market to start working its way higher here as we work our way through the winter months. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.